Attorney Rich Cerqui.
I was recently made aware from an attorney who was active in opposing a racetrack in Sturbridge that state law currently prevents a racetrack with associated gambling facilities from being located on public land. And that's exactly what would be the case if the county leased this land to Boston South and Boston South used it for a racetrack with associated gambling facilities.
County Administrator Frank Bassler says he has responded to Attorney Cerqui,
stating that the county does not have the resources to analyze all ideas that may or may not come to fruition. The RFP was crystal clear that the winning bidder would entertain the vetting of all options for the land. That includes making sure that all options comply with all laws. It's up to the winning bidder, which is Boston South Real Estate and Development Group, to comply and to bring the proposal to the commissioners.
Cerqui says he also learned that the same chapter of the general laws
prevents this facility from being located on a parcel of land in a town which is opposed to having such a facility on that land. For that reason, the selectmen have agreed to hold a noticed public hearing on June 7 for purposes of determining what position they should take with the state regarding this land. And at the meeting when I spoke, they indicated unanimously that they were opposed to this kind of a facility on the woodlot.
And at the May 21st town election, a non-binding ballot question asked voters if they support development of 110 acres of county-owned land if it included a thoroughbred racetrack. The vote was 6,440 to 881 against the idea. In Plymouth, Bobby Clark, WATD News.